Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News, Hungary Reports. I'm Hannah Katót with today's news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. Let's get started. The OECD has also upgraded Hungary's economic growth forecast. The organization predicts a 3% growth of GDP this year, almost the same as the Hungarian government's prognosis of 3.1%, larger than their estimate of 2.1% in November last year. This forecast is better than what Brussels foresaw in March, 2.8%. For next year, the OECD and the EU expect a 2.2% growth for Hungary, also better than previously.
New Mercedes cars are sent off to different countries around the world from this factory in Kecskemét. Month by month, Hungarian exports increase mainly thanks to vehicle manufacturing, one of Hungary's biggest industries. The other important factor behind the excellent growth number is domestic consumption. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development changed Hungary's Economic Growth Prediction Index for the better, mainly because of expanding export and retail turnover. After 2.1% predicted in November, OECD now foresees a 3% growth for the year in Hungary. The international organization also recommended a few measures to keep up the economic development. One of the things that is often mentioned is reducing the financial sector's tax burdens and cooperation with them. To create a favorable economic environment, for example, tax changes, low changes brought up. It would be important that taxes on actual labor decrease, and with that helping employment rates increase, said the expert. He also emphasized that the government has made already changes in most of the areas. For example, an ambitious bank tax is cut was announced. Mihály Varga, Minister of Economy, found it exceptionally favorable that OECD has upgraded Hungary's growth predictions. The minister told M1 at the organization's yearly session for ministers in Paris that the forecast shows significant optimism. The OECD study emphasized that extraordinary changes are being made in the economy's structure. Employment rates and internal consumption have increased, which will most probably increase the pace of economic growth. They said it's positive that oil prices are continuously low. This helps countries like Hungary to minimize its cost and to improve its outlook, said the minister.
In his speech in Seoul, a Convenzei Prime Minister Viktor Orbán said that everyone is upgrading Hungary's GDP increase forecast for 2015. And based on the calculations, Hungary may perform above EU average. It might just be that we'll once again make the list of Europe's 3 or 5 most quickly developing countries, well above the European average, said the Prime Minister. Incidentally, the OECD foresees an increase in Hungary's economy for the next year as well. The organization said the GDP may increase by 2.2%, which is 0.5% more than their forecast last fall.
The country is very close to reaching the political and social structure, the civic society, that will ensure Hungarians' long-term success, said the Prime Minister in his interview to the financial daily paper Napi Gazdaság. Viktor Orbán, when asked about the immigrant issue, said Hungary is especially vulnerable because of its size and geographical location. And if the country makes only one mistake on its immigration policy, that would cause inalterable changes. On the introduction of euro as a currency in Hungary, he said that the eurozone handled problems caused by the economic crisis of 2008 most awkwardly, and similar financial crises may occur. So, he said, Hungary, similarly to Central Europe, waits for now. Thousands of immigrants may be evicted from Austria and turned back to Hungary. Austria has decided to toughen the immigration request process. The Minister for Internal Affairs has promised that they will immediately start sending back refugee status requesters who arrive through another EU member state, generally Hungary or Bulgaria. Only in May, more than 6,200 people applied for political refugee status in Austria. They're expecting around 70,000 demands for the whole year, but the Internal Affairs Minister trusts that they can decline a fourth of immigrants on the grounds that they need room for new arrivals. The message of National Unity Day is increasing Hungarians' national unity and their national self-esteem, said Pál Csáky in Pozsony the night before the holiday. The EP representative of the Hungarian Community Party said, while Hungarians don't value one another, they can't expect other nations to do so either. At the celebration in Pozsony, together, the EP representative, Csaba Sógor, and Transylvanian Hungarian EP representative opened an exhibition, then held a forum on the current situation of Hungarians living outside the country's borders. At the forum, it was said that Hungarians shouldn't forget about themselves because of the historical difficulties they faced. Instead, they should work towards national unity and togetherness, as the European People's Party has already succeeded in doing. The 8 trucks carrying donations valuing more than 300 million euros have arrived to Transcarpathia in Ukraine. The donations were collected by 8 different volunteer organizations. Half of the aid, containing medical and life-saving equipment, will be sent to the region beyond the Carpathian Mountains, and 4 trucks will be distributed amongst those in need in Transcarpathia.
Trucks carrying the charitable donations collected in Hungary got stuck on the Ukrainian border for 2 hours. Organization leaders in Transcarpathia awaited the trucks on the other side to coordinate the distribution of the aid shipment. Most of the donations brought to us will be sent to the combat zone, since we asked for medical and operational equipment primarily. Each instrument has its place. The volunteers helping the army looked over what was needed in the war zone, said the honorary consul. The Hungarian Charity Service of the Order of Malta, the Red Cross, Caritas Hungarica, and the historic churches will distribute the 4 trucks of non-perishable food in Transcarpathia. For the families who are struggling and for those who are out on the battlefield who were ordered there with their families at home, they are all registered and we're trying to help them, said the pastor. After the donations were handed over, the state secretary for the Ministry of Human Resources said that Ukraine has a great need for support and that the Hungarian initiative may prepare a bigger international aid operation. If possible, we could also start a bigger international collection with the help of other countries because it's needed here, said the state secretary. And he also added that the Hungarian government welcomes the children of 700 families who fled from the war zone and funds their summer vacation in Hungary.
Nearly 2/3 of Hungarians would love it if Hungary were to host the Olympics in Budapest. The Hungarian Olympic Committee expressed its willingness to organize the Games. The application has to arrive to headquarters in Lausanne by the 15th of September. The decision will be made into 2017 in Lima, Peru.
Not only Budapest, but also many of Hungary's other major cities, including Miskolc, Debrecen, Győr, Szeged, Veszprém, Székesfehérvár and Balatonfüred, would be the main venues of the Olympic Games in 2024 if Hungary were to organize them. In the past, the organization of Olympic Games was a question of prestige for countries and some stopped at no expense. By today, that has changed. We need summer and winter Olympics that generate sustainable development and can be financed. All of this isn't only about those 16 days, but also the next 30 years. I think that's the basis of the potential Hungarian tender and the National Olympic Committee's decision last December, said the director of the consulting firm working with the organizers. A feasibility study of a 2024 Hungarian Olympic Games will be published next week. That's when we'll see how much the organization of the event may cost, what would need to be built, and how the facilities could be used after the Games.
That was all for today from our team here at M1. Don't forget to tune in to Hungary Reports tomorrow night after 11 p.m. news. My colleague Árpád will be waiting. Thanks for watching and good night.